Hi, Olga.
Hi, Stephanie.
What do you have for us today?
Danuk Widjuratne and Kenan Azma are in a celebratory mood these days. That's because the Juilliard alumni have just come out with their first recording. It's called Complex Stories, Simple Sounds, and the two will be performing music from it at a concert on Friday night at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia. Danuk Widjuratne, of course, well known to local as well as international audiences, is not only a pianist, but also a composer and a conductor, and he's received rave reviews all over the world. Kenan Azma is a Syrian clarinetist who has been hailed by the New York Times as a virtuoso of his instrument. He's fabulous. The two explain how their new recording came about.
We've had a collaboration since our school days, and I think we're fascinated by the same thing, going beyond music, but going into cinema and, you know, all of these kinds of things. I think we're both explorers, and we're both fascinated by sound in a big way, what makes sound beautiful and what makes a piece communicate conceptually. So we're constantly listening and assimilating influences and then trying to create original music based on these things.
One more thing, if I can add. The album was not actually recorded at one time. I mean, it was almost like giving birth. It's not that I know anything about giving birth, but some of the tracks were recorded in 2003 and some other ones were in 2005. But the full album was finally recorded actually here in Nova Scotia.
Danuk and Kenan talking about their debut release, which, as you heard, was recorded here in Nova Scotia, actually recorded in the beautiful-looking church and beautiful-sounding church, St. John's Anglican Church in Lunenburg.
Oh, that is a great, great place for music. Mm. How would you describe the sound that these guys make together?
Well, the two use their Western instruments to really create a sound that integrates many different styles. You can hear Middle Eastern influences, Indian as well as contemporary. This is how Kenan and Danuk describe their sound.
This is maybe the hardest question.
Yes, this question is like a grenade that everyone tosses around the room, you know. So you take this one.
The idea of an album, of this album, was to mix influences. When you want to go to the recording phase, I mean, you have something to say, and that's why you record. Otherwise, you wouldn't record. The idea of having different influences, I think, basically, it's a reflection of what I listen to in my daily life and what Danuk listens to. I mean, both of us are classically trained, but also both of us are inspired and, listen to a variety of things. Classical music, jazz, Arabic music, electronic stuff.
Absolutely.
Rock, you name it. So the mixture of cultures doesn't come from the fact that we wanted to present that. I think it's just a natural outcome.
It's a more conceptual thing, I feel. I think we find ourselves talking mostly in conceptual terms. You know, how will this work? How will this communicate to an audience theatrically? It's not born out of the need to combine influences per se. It's a conceptual thing.
It's more of just a human interaction between two musicians who have different influences. And the outcome, hopefully, is richer than the sum of the components that make that mix, I think. Mm-hmm.
Kenan and Danuk talking about the music on their debut recording, and some very exciting news. In addition to the recording, they're looking forward to performing in Berlin in the spring, playing at one of the top halls there.
How'd they get that gig?
Yeah, well, it was actually through a personal connection with conductor Daniel Barenboim that the two were invited to perform at the Berlin Philharmonie, one of the top halls in the world. Here are Danuk and Kenan once again.
The way it worked out, we didn't do actually an album launch in Europe yet. What happened, I started playing the album for actually many people that I knew who are active in the European music scene and the world music scene, including Maestro Barenboim. And what I did was I gave him a copy, and he said, this sounds really good. Why don't you submit it to the intendant of the Berlin Philharmonie, of the hall? I said, sure, so I gave her a copy. The next morning, I was in Berlin at that time. The next morning, she said, I'm going to see you, and it will be great to present the album at our hall.
Mm.
And I said, she said, think about it. I said, I don't want anything to think about it, of course. I mean, we'll be honored to do it.
Mm. 2 minutes later, yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be great, I mean, to be launching an album from from a platform, such, I mean, as high as this one.
Can you imagine?
Or that they actually thought about it for 2 minutes, Dean? Yes, I think I'd like that gig. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So what about the Canadian release then?
Well, the Canadian release is happening on Friday night at 8 at the Art Gallery of Nova Scotia, and you can just show up and get tickets at the door for that one.
Thanks for this, Olga.
Okay.